Welcome. Today we're discussing the fascinating, and let's be honest, slightly messy launch of Meta's Llama 4. Buckle up, folks. It's a wild ride.
Messy is an understatement. This whole optimized for conversationality version, the Llama 4 Maverick, scoring sky high on LM Arena but tanking elsewhere. It's raising eyebrows, right?
Absolutely. It's like training a horse to win a beauty pageant and then entering it in the Kentucky Derby. Sure, it might look good, but can it actually run? This Maverick version, with its emoji-laden, super verbose responses, clearly charmed the human raiders on LM Arena. But is that real-world performance? I'm not so sure.
And the example given about the Die Monster quote being completely wrong? Ouch. That's not a good look. Even if they disclosed it, creating a separate model specifically for one leaderboard feels manipulative, doesn't it? Like, what's the point of a leaderboard if it's not comparing apples to apples?
Good point. It does muddy the waters. Meta argues LM Arena isn't a true benchmark. It's more about human preference. But if a company tweaks a model to specifically cater to those preferences, isn't that gaming the system? I see. Interesting.
Totally. And then there's the performance discrepancy on other benchmarks. Abysmal scores on coding tests, like the Ader Polyglot, compared to powerhouses like Gemini 2.5 Pro. That gap is huge.
Yeah, the contrast is stark. Gemini just crushing it across the board. Consistent, reliable performance. I mean, Llama 4 is just the first version. There's room for improvement, right? But that initial impression, it's tough to shake.
It is. And the whole Saturday release? Weird. Like sneaking it out the back door.
Right? Major product launch? On a weekend? When everyone's, you know, living their lives? It's not exactly maximizing visibility. And changing the release date from Monday to Saturday makes you wonder. And Nathan Lambert calling the whole thing one of the weirdest releases to date? He's not wrong. Got it.
And the cherry on top? The head of AI research leaving right before the launch. Coincidence? Maybe, but it definitely adds to the drama.
Drama, indeed. Look, the 10 million token context window is incredible. That's a game changer. But the shaky performance and questionable launch strategy, they're overshadowing the potential here. It's like they shot themselves in the foot.
Exactly. It feels like a missed opportunity. All that potential, kind of, fumbled.
I see. I mean, Meta says they're working with the community. Things will stabilize. We'll see. There's still a lot of potential here. It will be interesting to see how things play out. But for now, that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.